Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are asking for help finding the person they say is responsible for a pattern of robberies throughout the western part of Queens. Our Glenn Shuck is in Astoria. He's got the latest. Glenn.
And Linda, good morning. 9 times we're told now that this same guy has gotten through windows or unlocked doors at homes and apartments in Sunnyside, Woodside, and here in Astoria as well. Now, the total take so far has been about $35,000 in cash and property. So cops obviously want to catch this guy. I spoke with this couple about it.
We live like on the second floor of a house, and it's locked, and we have our separate door, and that's it.
Something never crosses your mind that somebody may actually, you know, this guy's busting through windows. I mean, there's plenty.
We have a dog.
So you have the protection already, right?
Yeah, of the dog. She's quite fierce.
Now, when you hear this kind of thing, though, would you take any extra steps or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. You live in New York. It's a big city.
Now, thankfully, so far, nobody's been hurt in these break-ins. We do have new surveillance photo of this suspect that we will put up on our website. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM here at 31st Street in Astoria.
Daniel Penny, the former U.S. Marine charged with manslaughter for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a Manhattan subway train last May, is back in court for a hearing today. A judge recently rejected a request from Penny's lawyers to have the case thrown out. Penny was charged for fatally choking Neely on an F train after prosecutors said Neely had been shouting, acting erratically, making threats, and scaring passengers on the subway car. Penny's attorneys have argued the 25-year-old risked his own life and safety to protect others. If convicted, Penny faces up to 15 years in prison. DOT Commissioner Idonis Rodriguez will be joining local lawmakers and the families of victims to call for Albany to reauthorize the use of red light cameras. City Council member Carmen De La Rosa is one of the officials who will be joining the families of David Fernandez and Joel Adames, two men who died after a speeding car ran a red light in Inwood in 2022. De La Rosa says it's crucial to keep the red light cameras in use.
I know how important it is for these cameras to exist in our community, not only as forms of deterrence, but also to ensure that we are penalizing repeat offenders who continue to flaunt New York City red light cameras and red lights.
The event is being used to call for both renewing and expanding the city's expiring red light camera program. Police are searching for a group of men responsible for stabbing a 20-year-old man in Woodhaven, Queens last Friday afternoon. Investigators say the victim was on 88th Avenue near 85th Street around 3 o'clock when the gang stabbed him multiple times before running away. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. A motive for that attack is not yet known. We have pictures of the suspects at 1010wins.com. Nearly 24 home health care workers and advocates say they'll go on a hunger strike today to get the city council to pass a bill that bans 24-hour shifts. Jun Chang with the Chinese Staff and Workers Association organized the strike. He tells us that change is long overdue.
We've been organizing against the 24-hour workday for 10 years. right? So, you know, like we don't expect this hunger strike to move them, but we're expecting to bring a lot of kind of like people to this situation.
Advocates say the home health aides are overworked and receive little pay. Opponents of the bill say replacing 24-hour shifts with two 12-hour shifts will double the costs of care. The school board of Manhattan's largest district is expected to vote tonight on a measure to review the guidelines on gender identity in sports. The vote from Community Education Council 2, which covers parts of Lower Manhattan to the Upper East Side, could eventually lead to a ban on transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Gavin Healy is a member of CEC 2. He tells us the proposal follows a similar push on Long Island by Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman to ban trans athletes.
I think in both cases, it's really a manufactured controversy. And this isn't an issue in our district at all. And people are very supportive of allowing students to participate based on gender identity.
The resolution, if passed, is non-binding, but is already drawing criticism from the LGBTQ community.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.